yeah, well, the crop's fine, but how about the soil?
And it started with F.
Okay, well, that's all right. I'm going for fertile.
Oh.
Okay, so
I never did think of it.
Yeah, well, okay, let's see if you've forgotten the way I've pronounced it by now. Mm-hmm. If you expect a big crop because the soil is
fertilized.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's close enough. You've got some land by a stream, mm-hmm. and it's not hilly at all. And in the spring, it overflows, and later you plow it. Do you have a name for that kind of land? That's
it wouldn't be rocky. Yeah,
no, you plow it. It's good. It's good land, but you call it something because it's near the stream, and it's not up high. It's
lowlands or flatlands or
right. That's it. Yeah, keep that going. Anything that you can think of. Mm-hmm. That's what. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Did you ever call it a bottomland?
Yeah. Yeah, they call it that.
Okay.
It grow grass fast. Yeah, in bottomland, it grow grass faster too.
All right. Well, that brings us to the next question. If you have a low-lying grassland and it's not really good for anything else other than raising grass or hay, what would you call that?
Well, I just say it was grassy.
Well, it's not a pasture. It's a.
It would be a swampland.
No. It's dry most of the year. It grows a lot of grass, and it's not good for much of anything else.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It starts with an M.
No. It wouldn't be. Wouldn't be muddy. No.
No, but it's
mucky?
No, it's like a name for pasture. That's the pastures and where you have the cows and you have some just hay maybe growing. Now that's the, you have flowers coming up, maybe wildflowers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go out to the, get some flowers.
It wouldn't be mountain, no.
No, it's low lying.
I can't think of that.
Okay, how about meadow?
Oh, yeah, I'm not too familiar with meadow, and that's why I couldn't get it.
Yeah, I was thinking that's why. Yeah, you did mention if it was covered with water, mm-hmm. or covered some of it, you would call it a...
I said murky, that's what I said. Lowland. That's the one.
Yeah, but it's covered with water, and you know sometimes they have old stories of. You've got one down in South Georgia called the Okefenokee Swamp.
Yeah, swamp. That would be swampland.
Right. Okay. I don't know about this one, where you have the water come in near the sea, mm-hmm. and you have it covering some of the grasses. Do you have a name for that?
I don't know, but I'm sure they have one, but I don't.
Do you have an idea for the land that's near the sea in general? What it would be called?
No.
Okay. All right, if you got poor soil that's really sandy, what would you call it?
Well, the only thing, we always just said sandy land or something like that.
Well, maybe if you can just go and tell me what kinds of different soils you can have.
Well, you have, there are some that are in a red clay-like soil, mm-hmm. there's a sandy-like soil, and then there's just